Head coach Dan Da Silva has made his way upstairs here, and we will talk with him first before, whoa, careful, that chair right on the edge of that platform that we have here. We almost lost the head coach there, which would not have been a good thing, as he slips on the headset mic. And just one going through the summary in the second period, which was the tale of it really tonight. You had 18 shots on goal, 12 of them on the power play. Their goaltender did it to you again for the second time in 11 days.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep, you're on.
Yeah, he's got our number for sure. You know, I thought the power play created a bunch of opportunities, like back-to-back-to-back, two posts and, you know, two or three grade-A saves from him. And, you know, we get one or two there, I think it's a different hockey game. Yeah, so you got to give him credit. You know, I like the way they played in the third period. They spent lots of time in our zone, and it's tough to score when you're defending the all period. So, I guess credit to their goalie in the second period. He was a difference maker in the game.
Okay. Start of the game, I mean, you give up the goal early. Not early. It was midway through. But you battled back. You started to come on. And I don't know what it was that did it, but you just didn't seem like you were going to fade away just because you gave up the opening goal.
No, and I mean, I didn't love our start, honestly, like in terms of like intensity and urgency. It was quiet in the building. There wasn't much of an environment here, but I feel like it shouldn't matter, you know, what the environment is or whether we're at home or on the road. We need to play a certain way, and I felt that we were slow out of the gates, just kind of waiting for something to happen. And then once they got their goal, I think it kind of got us going too. It woke us up a little bit, and I did like the, you know, the response. The back half of that first period was better. It obviously was a big goal at the end of the third to tie it up. And then I really, really liked our second. I think that, like I said, that was probably the tail of the tape and tail of the game, and just couldn't get one. And then I don't know in the third period if we ran out of steam or got to give them credit.
Yeah. I thought you defended well, considering that you're without Thurston, Pohl, and
Doyle.
I mean, that's three guys that would be in your top six in the lineup, and I thought your guys really defended well.
Yeah, they did. I mean, guys having to play, you know, in elevated spots in the lineup, and yeah, I thought they did a fine job, honestly. It's never easy, you know, taking on that much responsibility and different, you know, trying to fill shoes that you're typically not in. So I thought the guys, you know, did a fine job. It's disappointing right now, obviously, but you know, once you watch the tape, I think we'll see that we did some good things as well.
Yeah, Ethan McCallum was really good in goal for you again tonight.
Yeah, Ethan did his thing. He made some saves and we needed him to. He was solid back there.
I guess the thing that's surprising to me and to a lot of people is having trouble scoring. You had 48 goals in the first 12 games. You haven't reached 48 goals in the 16 games since, but it's got to be disappointing.
It is, and it's frustrating, you know, like whether we run into some good goalies, you know, we've hit some posts, we haven't capitalized on our opportunities. It's extremely frustrating, and, you know, it's disheartening as well, I think, for the guys, too. They're not, you know, getting the results that they want, but it really has, outside of the first 12 games, it's really been the story of our team. We haven't, not the entire story, part of the story, just haven't been able to capitalize on scoring chances. Like we said, ever since we headed out on the U.S. road trip, we haven't really been able to find the back of the net like we would like to. So, yeah, I mean, again, it's just a matter of continuing to stick with it and believing that the dam will break eventually. And that's all we can do right now is keep pushing.
There you go. Okay, Dan, thanks for this, and we'll see you on the bus here shortly.
Okay, thanks, Les.
Head coach Dan Da Silva joining me. Live interview segment is over and done with. We'll